I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Big Z!
Hey, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
You are the man, Brad. And this game is an important one. We were talking about it earlier. Just as a measuring stick. You know, and I'd be curious to get your take on this. I know how good the Saints are and the Rams are. I understand what is in the AFC. And I think we have a sense of about six or seven teams. But the Bears, I don't know if they're a tier below, a tier above some of these other teams. I think we're going to learn more about them and how that defense stacks up.
Yeah, I mean, if the Bears go out and perform to the level that I think we all believe they're capable of, you know, we could find out that they're at that tier when they're at their mm-hmm. best. And, you know, fortunately, they've got this game at home. They're going to have the crowd behind them. And, you know, the Rams, obviously the best record in the league. The only blemish, a 45-35 shootout loss at New Orleans, I believe it was back on November 4th. But you look at a lot of these other games, and some of these games have been really close that they've played in. And I'm not talking about just the Chiefs. I'm talking about, you know, some of the opponents they've encountered that haven't been quite as talented. So they're not steamrolling people necessarily on a week-to-week basis, and the Bears very much have an opportunity here if they can take a couple punches from that Rams offense and punch back, I think, with their defense.
All right, Brad, you like to list your weekly power rankings in terms of team strength. How about in terms of scheme strength on Sunday night? We got four really distinct schemes. You've got Wade Phillips' defense. You've got Vic Fangio's defense. You've got Sean McVay's, you know, expertise, and obviously Matt Nagy's innovation and offensive scheme. If you had to rank 1 through 4, the impact each scheme will have on the game, how would you do it?
Well, I think it's tough to be a whole lot better than that Rams offense right now, right? You know, and they've done it for a little while. And the Bears defense hasn't been at its peak level, so to speak, the last couple of weeks. So I think you'd put the Rams offense certainly first. You'd put the Bears defense second. And then after that, maybe that's what determines this game.
Yep.
Who's better, the Bears offense or the Rams defense? Rams defense, you know, they thought they were going to have an all-world secondary when they made trades to acquire Marcus Peters and Aqib Talib at cornerback. They re-signed their nickel guy. They franchise-tagged LaMarcus Joyner, the safety, and that just hasn't happened. Now, they've had some injuries. Talib came back last week, so he should be closer to full strength this week. The Aaron Donald, of course, has been all-world. We talked about it yesterday. I don't know if Sue's made quite the impact that at least Sue would envision. And they're not great off the edge. That's why they traded for Dante Fowler, the former first-round pick in Jacksonville. And they're not great at the linebacker position. They've got some young guys there. The reality is you can't pay everyone at every position. So I think it's going to be really interesting for Mitch Trubisky and the Bears offense, especially in a game where, at least going in, I think everybody feels like the Bears are going to have to score, I mean, what, high 20s to win this, at least?
At least.
At least. So that's what makes this really interesting. And then special teams will be a huge part of this game as well. The Rams have been outstanding in that area, really going back to when Jeff Fisher was the coach, and their punter, Johnny Hecker, is absolutely as good as it gets. Nobody runs more fake punts than the Rams because Hecker, I believe he serves as their emergency quarterback. Like he can legitimately throw the football. I've had one coach tell me that every once in a while in the off season they let him jump in and do some 7-on-7 because that would keep him sharp for throwing passes when he's out there as the punter and give him a little bit of work for that emergency quarterback role. But he can throw the football that well.
Let's turn it around and talk about what challenged the Bears out of the Rams. The Rams have played a first-place schedule. They played some good teams. They played some good defenses. But the Bears, when you break down the numbers, they are pretty good at everything, and maybe the best thing they do is in pass defense. They really, you know, they're 21 interceptions leads the league, and they're holding opponents to 78.5 passer rating.
First,
they're getting
top
after
in the league. Yeah.
Yeah, best in the league. So, you know, we know Goff is 30 points lower on the road than he is at home.
Yeah.
Where do you have to have him in terms of his passer rating, and where does Mitch have to be in order to win the game? Is there any formula to that?
Yeah, I think you know passer rating, the number one thing that's going to move the needle on that is
interceptions.
Yeah. So you've got to be on your P's and Q's there. But yeah, the Bears pass defense, you know, I had a question in my mailbag this week where a guy was disappointed that the number of really easy 5-yard throws the defense was allowing because they were playing off coverage and they should be playing press. And I looked at it and I said, geez, you know, they're number one in opponent's passer rating. I believe the Bears are third in the NFL in yards per attempt for the opponent. It was like 6.5 or 6.6, I want to say. And we know what the interception totals are. We know what the sack totals are. And I'm like, buddy, you know, what they're doing is actually working pretty well here. So the interesting thing, though, is Goff has been not nearly the same quarterback away from the L.A. Memorial Coliseum, and it's going to be cold Sunday night. It's not going to be snowy or anything, but it's not going to be Southern California sunshine when the Rams have to kick off the game, and maybe that gives the Bears a little bit of an advantage as well. But you know, only the Kool-Aid drinkers out there really believe that Bear weather is actually an advantage.
Right. Brad, when we look at Mitch Trubisky on Sunday night, he's coming back from the injury that cost him the last two games. It's been 3 weeks since his last snap in game action. You combine that with the fact that Aaron Donald and Ndamukong Suh inside create a huge challenge. How might that affect the game plan? Will we see more of a horizontal type passing game early until he gets into rhythm? Will we see Mitch being a little bit more cautious in the pocket and unwilling to tuck it and run? Do you expect to see any significant difference?
I think we're going to see plenty of what you said there to start with, which is either horizontal passes are quick. They'll want to get the ball out quickly. I believe that'll happen. I think he's going to tuck it and run just as much as he has. I think that's natural instinct for him. You know, mm-hmm. They talk about what a high-level competitor he is and how much it means to him and how much he'll fight just to pick up a yard. And we've seen that. And, you know, he might need to run to avoid being hit. You know, that's the other thing. You know, you talk about, well, he can't run because he could risk injury to his shoulder. Well, if he doesn't run,
it might be a bigger risk.
Yeah, that could be a much bigger risk. You know, because if he takes off and runs, maybe it's a matter of a safety or a linebacker making contact with him at the end of a play. If he doesn't take off and run, maybe he's buried by Sue and Donald.
All right, here's the moment of truth. Who do you like and why?
I picked the Rams to win the game, guys. You know,
they're lousy.
Oh, yeah, I know. So they're a year ahead of the Bears in terms of being in their program and where they're at. They've got more weapons, I think, or more variety right now on offense. You know, they've got a running back that, when they want to commit to the run, can, you know, run it right down your throat, and that's Todd Gurley. The Bears currently lack that on their offense. So I picked LA 31-24, but I've been looking forward to this game for 2 months, guys. I think it's really going to be interesting.
You have a? Did you have a score? Did you give?
Yeah, 31-24.
So what is the spread? Is that over? I mean, that's a lot of points.
But yeah, it is a lot of points.
I think it's going to be the same way, Brad. I think it's going to be, I said 31-27. I think the defenses are going to make, you know, big plays. They're going to have an impact, but I think these two offenses are going to get it done.
Hmm. Yeah, yeah, and I think if you know, if Vic Fangio, if he can go into this game feeling like he could hold them under 25, I think he'd have to really like the Bears' chances to win this game. But that's a tall order against this team. You know, they pass protect pretty well on Goff. They're missing Cooper Kupp. He brought a lot to that offense.
Did.
The
yeah,
wide receiver had a real connection with Jared Goff. But this is going to be really interesting. And then I talked about it earlier in the week. The one thing that I think everyone around the league sort of looking at here is, will L.A. get it figured out on defense? Because you figured, you know, with superstars at least at the first level on the line and in the secondary, not necessarily at linebacker, that was going to be a scary, scary defense for Wade Phillips, especially when it can play with a lead. And the Rams have had plenty of leads to play with this season, but it hasn't quite happened yet. And you certainly hope they don't get it figured out by Sunday night anyway.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Brad.
Thanks, Brad. See you Sunday.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.